I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's a clash of worldviews hitting courts of law in Europe as its Muslim population grows. Last weekend in England, a man was arrested after publicly burning a copy of the Quran. But should acts like this be considered free speech or crimes? Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says it's natural for followers of Islam to take the question seriously.
You know, when they're coming in and they're bringing their religious practices, they bring what they know. And half of the world's Muslim countries have variations of blasphemy laws.
England abolished its blasphemy laws protecting certain Christian beliefs in 2008, but it appears to be wavering on this issue. Watch and pray. But as you do, remember that bringing Muslims to Europe is part of God's divine plan. Pray that justice and freedom in Europe will lead to more people coming to know Christ and being saved. And sexual or financial scandals aren't the only things weighing down the body of Christ in the United States. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministries describes three quiet crises affecting today's Christian leaders. The first one hits closest to home. A child has walked away from the Lord.
I've heard the broken hearts of many people in ministry for a son or daughter. It caused me to even write a booklet called The Jesus of Their Own, How to Fight for the Faith of the Next Generation.
Learn how you can request this free booklet from Hutchcraft Ministries in the full story at our website. Isolation brings a second crisis. Many leaders tell Hutchcraft they have no one to confide in. The last of the three quiet crises is what Hutchcraft calls profession replacing passion. Find three ways to pray for Christian leaders at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.